Chatters, chatties, welcome home for A Great American Chat, a podcast where we chat about great American media. I'm Chad Maurice, and I have a guest in the house today. She is a Great American Family fan. She is a movie-inspired recipe creator and a team member of Christmas Is Not Canceled. Please welcome Adwa Ring. Adwa, how you doing? Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And I love your t-shirt, the Great American Spring t-shirt you got on there.
Thank you. I love your background representing my chocolate.
That's right. Then we're going to talk about Love and Sparks and your business and Christmas is not canceled and everything. But before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about you. Now, what part of the country are you in right now?
About an hour out of Chicago.
Illinois. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What's the spring like this spring? How's it been so far?
You know, it's been remarkably lovely. We had a very mild winter, like barely any snow, and we had already so many 80 degree. Oh, I just lost my light. Oh well, I hope you can still see me. Okay.
Yeah, I can still see you.
We had already a whole bunch of 80 degree days, which is weird, but I'll take it. And today's in the 60s, but I'm not complaining. It's been really nice. And we have like 70s, 80s coming up the next week or two. So,
Yeah, it's cold here. I'm in New York. It's cold here. It was like it's like 50 degrees here.
Yeah. There's been so lately everywhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So where are you from originally?
Here. My parents are from Sicily, so I'm Sicilian, but I have been born and raised in Illinois.
Oh, okay. And you said did you say it was near Chicago?
It's like an hour away from Chicago.
South of Chicago?
Don't ask me direction.
Okay. All right.
I'm near Wisconsin, I'll tell you that. I'm like 40 minutes.
Oh, cool. I was born in Wisconsin.
Oh,
yeah.
What part?
Sheboygan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's probably a few hours for me, but I'm close to Lake Geneva, you know, that
okay.
area.
Okay. Well, I've been to Illinois once. I was at St. Louis. My brother was in the Air Force. He was stationed at a base in St. Louis. So
oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. That's the closest I've been to the Chicago area.
That's okay. But you'll have to come back.
So you went to high school right in that area?
Yeah, everything. High school, college, elementary.
College. So you went to college right out of high school?
Yeah. I went to Roosevelt University in Chicago. Got my teaching certificate. Well, first I got actually a bachelor's in English literature. And then I went back and got my master's in elementary education. So, yeah, okay. All Roosevelt.
English and elementary ed. So then did you teach then?
I did. Yes, I was in education for quite a while in different areas. You know, I was a teacher's aide. I was a homeschool teacher. I was all kinds of things. And then I was a first grade teacher for 3 years. I loved it. But then I lost my job because that's just what happens sometimes. When, you know, they're just budget cuts and whatnot. And you know, I just found a new path after that. And then I became a mom and things just happened. And here I am today.
Now, how many years ago was that when you were a first grade teacher?
Oh, man. It was probably, I finished teaching like 11 years ago. And then it was really hard. At that time, it was really hard to get a teaching job. Now it's actually a lot easier, but at that time it was like almost impossible, at least in Illinois. And I started working in schools in other capacities, like teacher's assistants and that. And then 9 years ago I became pregnant with my daughter. She's 8 now, but you know. So, and then,
no, yeah. Go ahead. Well, I was gonna say 11 years ago, so that was before all these school shootings started.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. There was nothing. Yeah. Nothing Crazy like that. I mean, we did have like lockdown, they were called code red, like drills in case, God forbid, anything. But now, gosh, it's
I know.
I can't even think about
Now
it.
it's scary to go to school. I
It's horrible.
know. So what about your husband? When did you meet him?
I actually met him when I was student teaching. The year before I became a first grade teacher, I was student teaching in first grade as well. And his sister was the school psychologist at that school. And we became friends. And then, we were talking about, men stink and blah, blah, blah. There's a bunch of losers out there. I was on Match.com, like the whole thing. And she's like, I got to introduce you to my brother. And I was like, no, I don't. And I'm so glad I did, because then I ended up marrying the guy. So it all worked out.
Oh, wow. That's neat. Okay. Now, did you and he have a like a movie cute meet?
Meet cute.
Meet cute, yeah.
I mean, not really. Remember MySpace? We had MySpace at the time, and we would
Yeah.
like message each other through MySpace for a little bit, and then we would talk on the phone for, a week or so. Then our first date was actually a breakfast date on a Sunday morning. We went for breakfast and then to a movie after that, and I was home by like 2 p.m. But it was cute. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was an awesome first date.
So how now you mentioned kids. How many kids do you have? You have two, right?
Yeah, I have an 8-year-old
Two.
daughter and a 3-year-old son.
8 and 3. Oh, so you got a young one. You got one 3 years old. Okay.
Yeah,
All
he
right.
just loved.
So your 8-year-old, she is in, what would that be, like second grade?
Yep, she's
Something like
finishing
that.
up second grade. Yeah, next week's her last week in second.
Yeah. I was just when she gets out of school for the summer.
Yep,
Next
next.
week, huh? Yeah. You got
I
plans to keep them busy? You got plans to keep them busy for over the summer?
mean, luckily we live in a really awesome neighborhood full of kids, so we're gonna be playing a lot, and kids will be in and out of my house, and we have a splash pad in the back and stuff like that. But yeah, she'll be in a little bit of summer school and maybe some gymnastics, but we're just gonna have
Yeah.
fun. Yeah, we're gonna have fun.
I'm gonna bring up my background here.
Ooh.
Oh, and we're gonna talk about let me see. Move things around here. I
It
didn't move, did it? There we go.
just switched.
There. Let's see. All right, let's talk about Love and Sparks. That's your chocolate bark business.
Yeah.
And people can check out the
Yes.
website,
Yeah, that's what it
loveandsparks.com.
is.
What inspired you to start this?
Oh, well, it was kind of a long time coming. It started way back when my daughter was a baby, and I started with a blog, a food blog, and eventually that kind of rolled into a food blog about Hallmark Channel movies. Great American Family didn't exist yet, so bear with me. And I started creating recipes and based on like inspiration from the Hallmark Channel movies, and then I started watching, then Great American Family came out, and then a lot of my beloved actors from Hallmark were also doing Great American Family movies. So then I started doing recipes based on those movies as well. And then I had an idea, and I was like, this is not, I mean, this is so fun and fulfilling, but I also want to go like a step further and bring something to the public, and so I thought I'd be cool to just make a business out of it. But what? I didn't really know what. It took me a minute to figure out what exactly would be like the right product to have that most people enjoy. And then it hit me, oh, everybody loves chocolate. And I was watching, I don't exactly remember which movie, but I was watching a movie and I was like, ooh, this would make a really good chocolate flavor. And then suddenly they all just started kind of like popping in my head, like, oh, and that would be a good chocolate flavor. And but then, you know, it just kind of started snowballing and I just had to write everything down. And then, you know, it just one thing led to another. And I actually talked with Jen Lilly before I had launched anything, asking her opinion about like, what should I call this company? What do you think it should be? And she was so helpful and so sweet helping me figure this out. And then I came up with Love and Sparks Chocolate Bark because all of our favorite rom-coms are just love and the sparks that you see between the main characters.
Oh, okay.
And that's where the name, you know, came from, the love and the sparks. And then chocolate bark rhymes with a spark. So it all
Oh.
worked.
Oh, that's clever. The spark comes from the sparks when two people meet. That's neat.
It's all about the rom-coms and, you know, their relationships and love.
Oh, okay. Now, how do you come up with the recipes for all this?
It's kind of random, honestly. I just things just pop in my head out of nowhere, and I'm like, I don't know if this is gonna work, but I'm gonna try it. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. My neighbors all love me because I try things out, and then they get to be my guinea pigs and tell me, you know, if these flavors work together or if they don't. Luckily, I'd say 99% of the time they have worked. So, my one flavor, bacon bourbon, that one took like five tries to get right.
Bacon bourbon.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think you might like it.
Now, does it taste like bacon or bourbon or both?
It tastes like,
Both.
and it took me a while to get the right balance and the right texture, and I finally nailed it. And it took a lot of neighbors and a lot of taste buds to help me get there, but I got it.
Wow.
Yeah,
Now,
fun.
when you're making this chocolate, are you making this chocolate from scratch? Are you like melting cocoa butter and adding cocoa and sugar or what?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could go that extra level. I'm not like a, you know, Belgium chocolateer or anything of that caliber. You know, what I do is I get these like large, they're like blocks of solid chocolate, and then I melt them down, and then I add all of my own ingredients to them.
I gotcha. I
So
gotcha.
there's a lot of spices, there's a lot of, you know, extracts and other little things, you know, like cranberries and orange zest, lemon zest, dried fruits, tons of stuff.
Well, let's talk about some of that stuff, because
Yeah.
here we go.
Let's do
Here, I
it.
gotta make the yeah, let's make this bigger so we can, whoops. So people that are watching on YouTube or where else can see these images. I'm gonna bring you over here. There we go. All right, so the one on the left there, the hot chocolate bark was inspired by the movie A Hot Cocoa Christmas, right?
Yes, which was originally had a different name at the time.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was, but
Much Ado About Christmas.
about Christmas. Yes. So that was inspired by that movie. It has hot cocoa, it has actual hot cocoa mix in it. It's like a Mexican hot cocoa. It has a little kick, and then I add a little extra kick in there with some, what do I add? It's a cayenne. Do I add cayenne pepper? Now I'm totally blanking. How do I not know my own recipe?
All right. Well, that's cool. It has hot cocoa mix in it,
It
and
does.
it has marshmallows on top of it. Now, I love marshmallows.
They're tiny, tiny freeze-dried marshmallows, like the kind you get in like Lucky Charms. Like,
Oh,
and
okay.
they have a crunch to them, and they're very small. So they work so well with this. I have them mixed in, and then I also have them sprinkled on top. And there's just like a slight kick to it, you know, more of like an aftertaste, little, but very manageable.
Neat. And then the center one is your Peppermint Palace, it's called, right? And that was inspired by the Winter Palace.
So it's obviously it's peppermint. So yeah, it's just loaded with, just get shocked with peppermint flavor when you take a bite. And yeah, I named it Peppermint Palace because, you know, you think of peppermint and like cold, icy peppermint, or sorry, Winter Palace was cold. And I love
Does that one taste like a candy cane?
yeah, I mean, basically, I think it's pretty similar. Candy cane and chocolate. Can't go wrong.
And the chocolate actually looks a little red, like looks like the color red in that picture.
Yeah, so I mix, I kind of like swirl in a red, like a candy melt type of a chocolate. It's basically white chocolate dyed red with food coloring. And that's what I stir in to give it like that candy cane-ish feel.
And you have some Valentine's Day inspired chocolate. On the right there is Maple in Harmony, I believe that one's called. That was inspired by the movie Harmony from the Heart, right?
Yes, I loved that movie. I love
That was a really good movie.
all the
Yeah, that was a good
singing.
movie.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And
So
all the Valentine's decorations in that movie I liked.
yes, they did such a good job with that. I mean, they do a good job with everything. It's great. I met Jesse Metcalf, Pasadena Christmas Con, and he was like so awesome. Such an awesome guy. I love, and Jessica Lowndes. I didn't meet her, but I saw her at Christmas Con in Jersey.
New
Saw
Jersey,
her little concert, and oh my God, that girl sings. She can sing.
I know.
Wow.
I know. So that
Anyway.
the bark there on the right, I'm guessing that's sweetened with maple syrup.
It's maple extract, because there's certain things that you can't. If you add, if I were to add actual maple syrup, it would kind of mess with the consistency and it wouldn't like harden like a chocolate bark is supposed to harden. So you have to kind of play around with flavors and different things. So I had to use a maple extract for that one. And there's also graham cracker crumbs in there, or like just actually not crumbs, just like little pieces of graham cracker so you can like get the crunch. Because there was this, these are all kind of based on scenes in the movies. There was a scene where Jessica Lowndes and Jesse Metcalf were at like his brother's chocolate shop or something, and they were making these chocolate dipped s'mores kind of things. So I just got the idea, and yeah.
I remember them making s'mores in that movie.
Yeah.
And you can't beat chocolate and graham cracker. That's a good
No,
combination.
you can't. And then a little maple. I mean, it's great.
Now, what about, have you ever made vegan bark for people who don't consume like dairy products?
I'm not there yet. I
Not there yet?
plan to get to that point. I would love to do vegan and gluten-free for my mom. My mom can't do gluten, but you know, just starting out, I kind of, you know, playing around still with stuff. Eventually, I do plan on getting there. Yes.
That's good. That's good. Now, besides chocolate on your website, you also have recipes.
I do. Yeah.
So on the left there is the Jingle Bell Pepper Pizza, which I love that name,
Thank you.
inspired by the movie Jingle Bell Princess, because that movie has the infamous pizza scene in
Yes.
it.
I've never had cold pizza before. Trevor Donovan's like, "What? You've never had cold pizza?" That just blew my mind. So, yeah, that inspired this pizza with red bell peppers and all kinds of yummy things. Yeah, I have all the recipes on the website as well.
Now, do you prefer to cook or to bake?
I must say, I love both, but I think baking is more like my thing. It's kind of always been more my thing. I love cooking too, but I always seem to veer towards the baking when it comes down to it. But it also depends on the inspiration of what I'm watching, and if there's something, savory that looks amazing, I something similar to that, then I'll do it. But yeah, I just got a sweet tooth, you know.
I'm gonna put us back here. Hold on while we talk for a second here. So what, how did you get into cooking and baking? Is this something you learned from your mom, or did you teach yourself, or what?
I guess a little bit of both, because I grew up, my parents are awesome cooks, and but they never let me do anything in the kitchen ever. I saw them. I always kind of watched them cooking all my life, growing up. And once I, got married and was on my own and everything, I was so excited to finally get to like, do what mom and dad did all these years. I get to cook for myself, and I love doing it. I love experimenting, and yeah, I've always really enjoyed it. But as far as, starting a blog and whatnot, when my daughter Bianca was born, or when she was, I don't know, like 9 months old, I was home all of a sudden, stay-at-home mom, and I didn't know what to do. I felt kind of, what am I do with myself? I need to do something that I enjoy, and I was watching Home and Family on Hallmark. I'm sure you remember, wonderful family, Family. And they had this home cook contest. And as soon as I saw it, I entered it immediately. It was the best home cook contest. I made a video of like a one pot pasta with all these vegetables and tomatoes and spaghetti. And I put it all in one, big pot, and I submitted it. And my clip actually made it onto the show. I was so excited because I thought, oh my gosh, this is like the coolest thing ever. I love all of them. I still do. And I wanted so badly to be on that show, so bad. And that was my first attempt. I did not win that, but that it's okay. It's fine. After that, it just kind of inspired me to keep going. And then that's when I had the idea to start a food blog, and it all just kept going from there. And then I had this YouTube channel called Hungry for Hallmark, and it's still up. It's still on YouTube. I mean, it's not the best videos of me because I'm kind of amateur at the time, but I still had so much fun doing it. And then, once I continued doing that, I kind of started dabbling with other things, and it's just evolving. That's just what happens. Things just they evolve over time, and you get better, you get more experience, and you figure out like what is it that you really want to do. And I'm
Oh yeah.
this is where I'm at, and this is what I love.
Yeah, that's good. So that home and family you didn't win the contest, but they had your video on the show?
Yeah. They had my video, and that was like everything. That was everything. And I just feel,
Yeah, that must have been really
yeah,
exciting.
I was so excited. Like that was almost like enough, even not winning, like that was enough to make me feel like I won. Ever since then, I've been addicted to, Debbie, Cameron, Maria, all of my friends, and I'm happy I see them on Great American Community. They're the best.
Now let's talk about the crab rolls there that you made, inspired by the movie Romantic Rewrite,
Yes.
because that movie took place at the ocean.
Yeah, there was a
Now.
food truck scene
Yes,
where
yeah.
I can't remember the characters' names, but the girl was like trying to hide from the guy behind the food truck, and a weird, awkward moment, and they were both trying to order a crab roll or a lobster roll. And yeah, that just kind of sparked it. And I love seafood, so I thought, I didn't really have many seafood recipes on my site yet, so I thought it'd be a good opportunity to do that. And it's really good.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you if you enjoy seafood.
I do, yeah. I do. Yeah. It just makes me feel tropical. And when you live in the Midwest, you want to feel tropical as much as possible.
Now, you talked about how you come up with the recipes for the chocolate bark. How do you come up with the recipes for these main dishes that you create?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a similar process. I kind of take them straight out of the movie itself, but then put my own twist to it. Because, you know, I'm not one to plagiarize. You know what I mean? I'm not going to plagiarize a recipe or anything. But I'll get the idea, and then I'll, yeah, just put my own spin on it. And it's pretty fun to just come up with new, you know, like additions like this. I could take this out, but I can add this, and really fun. And my family gets
Oh, that was going to be a question I was going to ask is, does your family love everything that you make?
I mean, my husband does. But my kids,
he better, right? He better.
Yeah. Better. Thankfully, he's pretty easy to please in the food department. So, but no, I mean, I think they're just, what I make maybe is more of like an adult palate situation. But also, my kids are so picky. So, if it's a dessert, they're cool with it. But something more savory. Like the pizza or the crab rolls. No, I wish I could get them to eat it. But
well, they must like the chocolate bark.
Oh,
though.
God, yes. I can't even package it like around them because if they see it, especially my 3-year-old, if he sees it, Mommy, I want bark. I want bark. Nope, get away. You cannot be here.
So let's see. Here we see your peach tea infused scones that were inspired by the movie The English Estate, right?
Yes, The English Estate. That was a fun one. Yes, there was a scene where the two main characters are having a spot of tea. And I myself like myself some peach tea. I don't really like a lot of different tea. I like the fruity teas. I love peach tea. So I thought it would be fun to make a scone to go with the tea and maybe infuse it with the peach tea itself and then put some peaches in it. So it just became a big thing.
That's cool. Now, what exactly is a scone? Is it kind of like a biscuit or something?
Yeah, I would say, is it? I think it's a very biscuity. It's dense. It's dense and full of butter. But it's good. Okay. It's really good just like to dip in tea or coffee. Hot chocolate.
It's sweeter than a biscuit, right?
It is.
But sugar in it. Yeah.
Not too much sweeter, but a little bit, yes.
Okay. All right. Now, have you ever been to England?
No, I have not. My parents have, but I haven't. But I do love everything English related.
Yeah.
I love the accent.
Yeah, the accent, yeah. Now we have to, here we go. We have to talk about Christmas is not canceled. There you and I, we met at Christmas Con this past December in New Jersey.
Yep.
And there you are with Jen at Christmas Con.
There she is.
Now tell me, how did you ever meet Jen and get hooked up with her?
Okay. So this is fun. So 2 years ago, July, it was right before her Camp Christmas in July, her very first one. I had caught wind of it on Instagram and I thought, oh my gosh, this sounds so fun. I get to play games. I get to see Jen Lilly. I get to like do fun stuff with my favorite rom-com actors. Yeah, sign me up. So I actually started out as a camper. It's a virtual, which I'll get into it. It's a virtual camp. All done online, which she and her business partner and bestie, Ale, they both started during COVID. And so I didn't catch wind of it till their camp time. And I loved it so much. And I messaged her on Instagram and I said, Hey Jen, I really love this whole idea of camp Christmas in July and what you're doing, for the kids. They're raising money to give backpacks full of supplies to kids in foster care, and I mean that was just enough to make me want to do it, regardless of, being able to see celebrities and whatnot, because kids have always been very, near and dear to my heart. So, when I messaged her and I said, I would love to do a recipe special for Camp Christmas in July, for Christmas is not canceled. Would this be okay with you? And would you mind doing a little cameo on my video and, just talk a little bit about the campaign? And she was all over it. Oh my gosh, I would love that. She was so sweet. She didn't know me from Adam, and she just like jumped in. She is the best. And so what I did was I made a recipe called Christmas in July s'mores pie. It's very decadent.
Oh, okay.
Basically with all the s'mores ingredients and then some. Very like rich and moussey and chocolatey and minty and everything. Everything's in it. And then she showed up in my recipe video on YouTube and talked about the campaign. And after that, I mean, I was just hooked to all of it. I loved being in the camp. I loved the whole idea of what it was for and how it helped kids. Everything about it was just so enticing. So, once she became pregnant with her baby Jackie, who just turned one, she just looked, I felt for her because she looked like she was really just exhausted on, her Instagram posts and stuff. She was getting ready to do things for Camp Christmas. And I wanted to help her. I just really wanted to help her so much. So I messaged her again. I said, hey, if you're really tired and feeling super pregnant, let me help you. I would love to help you with whatever you want. And she actually eventually she took me up on it, and she sent me a message, and she says, I have a mission for you. And I was just like, what is it? What's my mission? And then she asked me if I would like to be one of her four team leaders for her Christmas is not canceled campaigns. And I didn't even think about it for a second. I just said, yes. I will do this as long as you want me to forever. And then, yeah, and here we are.
Wow. Now explain exactly what you do for the organization.
Okay, so for she has two fundraisers a year, or two campaigns a year. In the summer, in July, it's Camp Christmas. And then in the fall, it's Christmas University. And for both campaigns, we split up into four teams. I am the team leader for the Jingle Jangles team. And then there's three other teams, the Grinch Gang, the Tinsel Troop, and the Rudolph Rebels. And they're all awesome. We're all friends and we all love each other. It's not, we're not like playing against each other. We're just all playing together, but we're teams. And the whole idea is to get our teams, like really involved. And basically the more involved they are, the more, money is going towards our goal. So, for example, for the Camp Christmas in July, that's going to be coming up, our goal is to raise 2,500 backpacks this year full of school supplies for children in foster care. And the where was I? I'm backtracking a little bit. So my goal before we get to that 2,500 backpacks, as a team leader, my goal is to get my team to participate, to maybe buy some merchandise, like t-shirts. There's all kinds of fun merchandise that we have. The just being a part of the camp itself, the money you pay to be a part of the camp goes straight to the kids, the backpacks, the supplies. spreading the word. You know, I'm just like their cheerleader. You know, I'm trying to pump them up and, you know, just get them excited. And there is a winning team at the end, basically whoever has the most points, because, you know, there's a point system involved, and games. There's just all kinds of fun stuff. So yeah, my team, Jingle Jangles, we actually won the Christmas University. My team got the most points just from, you know, like challenges and bonus points and stuff like that. So they were awesome.
Yeah.
Every team, everyone did so awesome. We raised so many gifts for kids in foster care for Christmas. It was
Yeah, I remember for Camp Christmas in the summer, they do Zooms where you can do Zooms with the actors and play games with them. They have like a Hollywood Squares game that you can play with people, right?
Yeah. Well, see, every you know, camp or university, they switch things out for each one. So yeah, like last summer, last Camp Christmas in July, it was kind of like a 60s theme. So they did kind of a Brady Bunch Squares type of deal. yeah. A lot of like retro, you know, kind of a vibe. They had camp, like virtual camp nights with stars. You remember we were serenaded by Paul Green and Wes Brown by like a virtual campfire. But man, was it fun. And you know, you do trivia games, you do classes. I actually taught a baking class, how to make s'mores bark. All kinds of really fun stuff. And the prizes are insane. They're insane. I mean, my one of my Jingle Jangle girls, she had won a trip to Sedona to have breakfast with Cindy Busby, which ended up Paul Green, because Cindy had to film at the time. So she got to go to Sedona, have breakfast or dinner with Paul Green and his family. And I mean, that's just one of many amazing prizes that they have. It'll blow your mind. And I'm sure the prizes for this year's Camp Christmas is going to be awesome too.
Yeah.
I don't even know all the prizes yet, but I know they're going to be fabulous, because they always are.
Yeah, that's great. Now also at conventions, you work at the Christmas Is Not Canceled booth, right?
Yeah. So I help to either, you know, I'll sell the merchandise that we have. And again, the money from that goes straight to the kids in foster care, whether it's towards backpacks or towards Christmas gifts, depending on what time of year it is. This June, coming up in 3 weeks, I believe, I'll be in ChristmasCon, Kansas at the Christmas Not Canceled booth. And I'll be there with Ale, who is also, you know, the other half of Jen, and Mandy, she is the Rudolph Rebels team leader. And we're going to be there registering people to come to Camp Christmas in July. So it's actually really special for people who are at ChristmasCon, because general registration won't open till June 15th. But if you're at the con and you want to sign up, which I don't know why you wouldn't, you can do it at our booth and perhaps get a little something, something as a thank you.
Nice. So we're
excited to do that. Definitely excited. And just, you know, educate people. A lot of people may not know what Christmas Is Not Canceled is. So we'll be there to educate people on what it's all about, what we do, and how being a part of this super fun virtual camp with all your favorite celebrities is a win-win for everybody, because you're giving to children in need at the same time. And like, how could you say no? It's the no-brainer.
Yeah. That's coming up June 9th, 10th, and 11th, right? In Kansas.
Yeah. I'm pumped. I'm very excited.
Now also, let me make this picture bigger. because I want people to see this stuff because this looks good. So also in Christmas is not canceled, you also had a bake along, right? For that?
Yes. As part of that? Yeah. We have a bake along.
Yeah.
Yes. It's
yeah.
So
talk fun. A little bit about this bake along.
Yes. The bake along we did, both years for Christmas University, basically every week that a new Great American Family Christmas movie comes out, there's a recipe to go along with it. So if you make the recipe that goes with the movie that premieres that weekend, then you post it, post it, and there's certain hashtags you put on there. And you can receive extra bonus points for yourself and your team on Christmas is not canceled. And that'll go towards, your entries to win prizes and all that fun stuff. And you get to have fun, in the process and make mm-hmm. things big out.
mm-hmm. Now, talking about good stuff to make, hot chocolate fluff dip you made that was inspired by Love at the Christmas Contest?
Yeah. So let me preface, all of these recipes, these are not my recipes. Those are given to us by, a variety of food bloggers or mm-hmm. bakers,
Right.
And they're posted then on the Christmas Is Not Canceled website. And then everybody involved can, join along.
I gotcha.
As they wish.
I gotcha. Okay. So,
these are not my recipes, but I try to follow along as much as I can.
I gotcha. Well, that hot chocolate fluff looks good because I grew up on peanut butter and fluff sandwiches.
Oh, yum. Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah. And then you made, someone made Mary Mocha cupcakes in the center there.
I did make those actual photos I made.
Oh, you did make all that stuff. Okay.
They're not my my recipes.
Right. Okay. I gotcha.
I made all of those. Sorry.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Those, I think something, it's filled with something. There's some kind of mousse inside and I can't remember what it is.
Oh, okay. Nice.
But super yummy. The last one I think was like a gingerbread.
Gingerbread tartlet?
Yes. Oh man. Yes, I pigged out on that one. It's really good. I love gingerbread.
Now, a tartlet is just a small tart. But what exactly is a tart? Is that like a big pie? Is that like a pie or something? What is that?
Kind of. The tart is more of just like the crust, I guess. I don't know the specifics.
Okay. I don't know if I've ever had a tart. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure
usually
I did at some point.
Tarts are usually like flat.
Yeah, they're fruity, right?
Sliced fruit and like a glaze.
Yeah. Let's go. Now something else that you did that must have been really fun.
Oh.
You were able to go to the Chicago Thanksgiving Day parade with Jen and Jesse Hutch, right?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, how fun was that?
Got all the stuff here. The best. It was so awesome. So yeah, that actually, I can't believe how this came to be. Last summer for Camp Christmas in July, I thought it'd be fun to go to we have an amusement park nearby called Santa's Village. And it's a Christmas themed amusement park and it's open all summer and it's so fun. And Santa lives there. He has a little cabin. So I thought it'd be a fun idea to go do like a little PSA with Santa, do a little skit with him for Christmas Is Not Canceled. And it was so much fun. We had the best time. And then it kind of like from there, it turned out that he also appears in the Chicago Thanksgiving Parade every year. He's like the man. He's the Santa.
He's the Santa. Okay.
So one thing led to another, and somehow people got talking behind the scenes, and I got a phone call from the man who runs the Chicago Thanksgiving Parade, and said, you know, hey, we'd love to help out, you know, with Christmas is not canceled in some capacity, you know, is there anything we can do? And before I knew it, Jen Lilly and Jesse Hutch were the hosts. And I was invited to come along. So I was like mind blown when that happened.
Well, now who invited you? Was it Jen or was it the guy who's running the parade?
You know what? I feel like they all invited me. I got a text from Jen and Ale and also got an email from the parade guy kind of all at the same time. And they were all telling me, like, you're being invited to the Chicago Thanksgiving Parade, you know, behind the scenes and blah, 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 blah. And I said, oh my God, yes, yes, yes. I said, whatever you want me to do, I am there. Even though I host Thanksgiving at my house for about 30 people every year, I didn't care. I was still down to do it. So
yeah, that must have been a lot of fun.
It was so much fun. Oh my gosh. I literally prepared for my Thanksgiving feast the whole week. I like did everything. I set the tables. I made all the food. Everything was ready to go. So I didn't have to do anything when I came home from the parade. And it was the best time. It was so much fun. And I got to just hang out with Jen and Jesse, you know, right by the stage where they were commentating on the parade, and did a little behind the scenes stuff, you know, shooting from my phone and posted it on Instagram. And I mean, it was just the best time ever. I want to do a million more things like that with them.
Yeah. I saw you were like doing all the, you were like doing all the social media posts about, right? You were filming all that stuff, right? Yeah.
It's just, they're the best people. I can't believe all the friends that I've made through, you know, just being a part of all of this. It's been the best. Makes me want to cry.
You know, well, next we got to get Christmas is Not Canceled in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, really good.
Yeah, I know. I think they should have their own float, you know?
Oh, of course they should.
Yeah.
I mean, they definitely need to. The whole world needs to know about it. Yeah.
All right. Let's finish up here with some fun questions here.
Okie doke.
What are some of your favorite foods to eat?
Cinnamon rolls are my top. Love a good cinnamon roll with lots of icing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes. I love calamari, pasta with calamari. My dad makes a really good, especially Christmas Eve, he makes a really good one. I mean, I love a lot of food, but anything with cinnamon, really, any kind of pasta. I love gnocchi, stuffed chicken.
Yeah.
But I'd say I'm probably definitely, I'm a sweets girl. Give me a cookie and I'm.
All right. What are your favorite foods to cook or bake?
Well, I love cake, so. Any kind of cake. I always make my kids birthday cakes for their birthdays, and I try to make them elaborate with fondant and, you know, make them look really cute and pretty and animated. They don't look great, but they taste good and they're fun.
Oh, I'm sure they look great. I'm sure they look great.
They look good, but you know. Yeah. But yeah, that's probably my favorite thing to make is my kids' birthday cakes.
Okay. Let's talk about Great American Family here. What are some of your favorite Great American Family Christmas movies?
Oh, okay.
Can you think of some off the top of your head?
Yeah. Okay. Of course, Royally Wrapped for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love that one. Love her wardrobe in that. Love her beautiful red gown.
Yeah. She did have nice clothes in that one. Yeah.
Yeah. What was the one? Okay, Jill Wagner and Cameron Matheson.
The Christmas Wish one?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas Wish, where she inherits a farm?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I'm totally blanking on names, but the one with Jessica Lowndes and she's singing, she wants to be a Broadway, Paul Green.
Oh, the one with Paul Green? Yeah.
And they sang their song at a Christmas con.
Yeah, that's right. I forget the name of that movie, but yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Gladys
Yeah.
Knight was in that one,
Gladys
right? That was
Knight,
one it was.
yeah. I'm
Yeah.
glad it's Christmas. That's what it's called. I'm glad it's
Oh,
Christmas.
okay. Yeah, you're right.
Gosh, I mean, I love all of them. Joy for Christmas with Cindy. I love Cindy Busby.
Oh, yeah, you know Cindy. Yeah.
Yeah, we're
Yeah.
pals. She was my lip syncing pal. I
That's
don't know if
right.
you saw the syncing video last summer, but it was great. It was
Yeah,
epic.
I saw that.
It wasn't
How
summer.
about non-Christmas movies?
Non-Christmas. Let's see here. I did like Love in Aruba. It had a little cheesiness to it, but I think I just because I love Aruba so much. I love tropical thing. If it's set in a tropical setting, I just automatically love it.
Talk about some of your favorite actors that you like that you've seen paired up together or that you would like to see paired up together.
Well, actually, it's funny you say that because yesterday Danica McKellar posted something that where she's filming currently, Trevor Donovan is filming his own movie like next door. So, seeing them together, just kind of like saying hi to us, totally made me want a movie with them together. I never thought about them together until I saw that, and I said, oh, that actually would be a really cute duo. Let's do
Yeah,
that.
when she said she was doing a dancing movie, I thought maybe her co-star would be Trevor Donovan since he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
But apparently, I guess not from what they said. But yeah, that was one of my guesses.
I that would be awesome. I have a feeling though that they're gonna do something together at some point.
All right, you mentioned Aruba and you like tropical places. Summer's coming.
Yeah, I was gonna say the Emma movie I really liked too.
The what one?
Happily Ever Emma. I liked that one a lot too.
Oh yeah, that one had a fun ensemble cast.
Yeah, and I wrote. Oh yeah, I didn't mention this. Jen and Ale have a digital Christmas magazine called Christmas Ink Magazine. They've had two issues released so far. They will have a third issue released in June, and I write the movie reviews and the trivia for that magazine. So I actually wrote
Oh,
about
okay.
Happily Ever Emma in the upcoming issue that'll be coming out.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, where can people find that magazine? You said it's digital, so it's online.
yes, it's as far as I know, currently it's only available at christmasisnotcanceled.com. I don't know where else to find it as of yet, but that's where I know. And you don't have to be a member, to like read it. Anybody can go on the website and see the magazine.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you mentioned it.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk summer vacations. You got one planned for the summer?
Well, for right now, Christmas con in Kansas. That's my mommy vacation.
That's your vacation.
I mean, but I don't know if this year, I don't know yet. I'm a huge Dis we're a big Disney family. So I always hope to go to Disney World at some point. But I don't know if that's in the cards for this year. I don't know. Otherwise, maybe a staycation, a water park nearby or something. But we'll see.
What's your favorite vacation you've ever been on?
Ooh, that is a toughie. It's probably a tie because Disney is always like up there. Disney with my whole family. When my dad turned 80, we did like a big, huge family vacation. That was really fun. But probably also my honeymoon. We went to San Juan, Puerto Rico, and then we took a 7-day cruise in the Caribbean, and that was magical.
Oh,
So
wow.
probably one of my favorites for sure. And I'm so down to do another cruise soon, possibly a Disney cruise, so I can combine the best of both worlds,
So when you cruise the Caribbean, you go to St. Thomas?
I did. Yes, there
Okay,
people were
I've
living.
been to St. Thomas.
Yeah. Oh, it's so pretty. There were actual chickens crossing the road.
Yeah. Yeah, you do see some wild stuff.
Yeah, it was crazy, but so fun and so pretty.
Now, where is a place that you would like to go that you've never been to?
Never been. Always wanted to do Greece. Actually, I'm like more of a Mediterranean cruise or tour. Visit my family in Sicily, and then I just dropped my phone. And then migrate over to other parts of Europe, like Greece, like I said. I don't know where else, but anywhere where I can have olive oil and lots of good food.
Well, good. Adwan, has been fun getting to know you. Drop your social media handles so people can find you and follow you. And
all right, I'll do it right now. Okay. Oh, is that coming up? Okay. It is. Okay.
Well, you can just say them. Just say them so people.
Oh, okay. I'm typing it in the chat too. Is everybody going to see that or is it just you?
No, not right now. Not right now.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Well, okay,
yeah, so, I'm the only one that can see it right now. But go ahead.
So Instagram is Mrs.Hungry4Hallmark.g. No. I messed up. Mrs.Hungry4Hallmark_GAF.
Right.
For Great American Family. Don't confuse it with my old account that was taken by someone horrible. That was _GAC. Don't go to that one. I am now _GAF at the end.
Yeah, what, some scammer took your original account, took it over?
Yeah, and it's still up. It's still floating around out there, and I don't know how to get
it. Yeah, you can't get it deleted. Yeah.
No, it's so frustrating, but, you know.
What about on Twitter, TikTok? You on any of those things?
I'm not. I am on Facebook.
Facebook. Okay.
Yes. I'm just Mrs. Hungry, Mrs.Hungry on Facebook.
Okay.
But all right. Yeah. I'd say I'm mostly on Instagram.
And then again, the website for your business?
loveandsparks.com. And you can find my chocolate bark store there as well as recipes and another section under the recipe section. All inspired by Hallmark and Great American Family movies.
Great. Adwan, thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh my gosh, thank you. This has been so fun. Thank you for letting me ramble.
Oh, you didn't ramble. It was fun. It was fun. And it was good seeing you again. I know we met at Christmas Con, but it was good seeing you again.
You too. Hopefully I'll see you again at the next con in Jersey, the next Jersey one.
Yeah, I have tickets. You will be there?
I plan on being there at the Christmas Not Canceled booth. As long as they'll have me, I would.
All right. Great. Well, thank you again. And thank you, Chatters and Gratefuls, for being here. And until next time, you keep the faith, keep smiling, keep your friends close, and keep your great American family closer.
Bye, guys.